Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, buonasera, buongiorno. Hello from Italy, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here today on Creating Beyond Reality Radio with a super special, fun, different show today. I am sitting in my apartment in Venice with two of my favorite people in the world, Miss Sylvia Puentes and Miss Kalpana Raghuraman.
Hello.
And we just decided that we were going to drink some wine with you guys tonight and chat. So the pre sort of determined topic of the show was creating beyond agenda. The three of us are here with a lot of other amazing people at this beautiful, beautiful class going on, and Access Consciousness class happening in Venice right now called The Art of Creation, which has been a truly mind-blowing, reality-shaking, absolutely phenomenal 3 days so far, and we still have two more to go. And I just thought it would be really fun to do a live jam with these two, and we will probably talk about agendas, and I'm sure we'll talk about all kinds of other things that I have no idea what they are, because when you create beyond agenda, you never know what's going to show up.
Quick start.
So cheers, salut, pull up a glass of something wherever you are in the world, chink, cappuccino, wine, whatever time of day it is, and I wonder what we can all create. So hi guys.
Hello.
So thank you for the invitation, Heather. There really is this gift of being the invitation as well as creating outside this reality. Like really when, you know, so many people that I know create certain things, there's a structure and a form to it that doesn't allow for the spontaneity and the gift and contribution that can be made something like this. So how did I get so lucky to be in the room with you guys and on your show?
Yay!
And that's the voice of Sylvia.
Yes.
In case you are not familiar with her. And Kalpana.
Yeah, well, I totally second what Sylvia just said. And I think this is also the beauty of all of us just being willing to be present and not having a point of view of what should or should not be done or chosen. And I see that it has been creating beautiful stuff in all of our lives. And what else can we create without agendas beyond agendas?
Yeah. I wonder. And agenda has been, it's been a really cool conversation in Access Consciousness lately, in the past, I don't know, few months. And just looking at, like, I know for me when I first heard this conversation, I was like, okay, this is something kind of, big to be willing to look at, like to actually be willing to look at what are your agendas and how are you functioning from agendas when you could be functioning from priorities, you could be functioning from creation, you could be functioning from generosity of spirit and creation and possibility. And it was the conversation that for me at the Access Consciousness 7-day class in October really took my world apart. I took my world apart and started to create really differently after that. We were just had a little dinner before this, and we were talking about how creation is showing up differently in all of our worlds. Because when you have an agenda, it's like there's only, like the only thing that you can choose and the only thing that you can receive are the things that match your agenda. And if you don't have an agenda, you're open to so many more possibilities as to what the universe can contribute to you, how the universe can contribute to you. And I think we've all seen that there's just, and this is an ongoing topic on this show, is that when we allow the universe to actually show up with the magic and the possibilities and everything that it has to contribute to what we're creating, we're like, there's an opportunity and a possibility to be delighted and surprised by what actually is available, mm-hmm. what actually is possible, rather than what we've decided has to be.
Yeah.
So what do you ladies have to say about that?
Well, it's interesting. I know that when this conversation came up for me, I looked and it was almost like I started to look at, like, what is it? Where do I actually function from? Because some of our agendas are actually we hide from ourselves. So you don't actually, you can't see it straight up in front. And then for some of us, we may think we're functioning from agendas, and you might surprise yourself that you might not be, which might be what makes you different than from other people. So really, it is an exploration. And, you know, first off, it's like, you know, whatever situation that might not be working for you, really is that sense like, wait, do I have an agenda here? You know, that keeps it actually keeps from things flowing. So I think about my relationship with my son. Early on, there was like this intensity in our relationship. It's like, wow, like now I look at it, it's like, what agenda did I have? It was to be a good mom, not only to be a good mom, but to have it show up out in the world for other people to interpret like I was being a good mom.
To be seen as
a good mom. Mm. So whatever that was that kept me from actually having the closeness that I have with my son now, it's so different. Mm. But that also takes a lot of courage. I mean, that's one of the things that we're acknowledging in this class. And as I look at you guys, it's like the courage to be willing to go, wow, okay, I'm willing to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, not from like it's wrong or right, but really like, okay, once you're willing to look at it, that's the beginning of changing it.
That's so true. Yeah, so true. And also, I mean, this thing of like actually being willing to look at it, how cool is that, that you can do that and you don't need to go to judgment anymore? Yeah. It seems so impossible nearly,
because
you're nearly hunting for something that, oh, that, what am I doing wrong? And if it's not from that, we're more like, hey, information.
Yeah.
What Heather was saying, like, hey, realizing that my agenda is actually limiting me, what is it and what could I change from that space of allowance for yourself?
Yeah. Because, and that, when you say that, the space of allowance for yourself, like you guys can perceive the energy. I mean, maybe your body did a sigh or, but it's that sense. It's like, wow, to actually begin to just perceive that energy and lightness of not living in judgment. Mm. And if in your world right now, it seems like an impossibility, we're here to let you know it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And what if just every day it's like, okay, what would it take to judge myself less today?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you wake up the next morning, okay, less today.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it was just not about like, it has to be all or nothing now. Like, look, I already judged myself, but just really like, okay,
wow.
Yeah. Because even judgment isn't wrong.
Yeah, judgment is just judgment. And this is also, and this thing with the agenda is being aware that it limits your life and then actually being willing to see what that is and not be busy, because it is hidden a lot of times. Yeah. And they're more, it's not like you have only one agenda.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is as simple as when you send an email to somebody, they're like, hey, what's my agenda here? Like, what do I actually, it's so daily, it's so practical.
Yes.
And then becoming aware of it. And what if you don't have to judge? And I love what you said. What if, is it an agenda or is it a priority?
Yeah.
Where am I functioning from? All such invitations to just become clear with yourself, and not go to that kind of knee jerk reaction of a judgment,
mm-hmm.
but go like, okay, information. I have an agenda to be seen as a great mom, or I want to be seen as a kind person, and therefore I choose this and this and this, and I basically diminish choices, and all the other stuff cannot show up because it won't match my agenda.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that is with you guys, but for me, the more I've been willing to really be present with it, I'm able to see it more in other people when they come towards me and how they are with me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we were talking, I think it was last night.
Yeah.
We were talking about how I was saying how I've been asking for everybody in my world, including me, to be fully exposed to me. And fully exposed, when I first started asking that question, it was like, I don't want to be unaware of where other people are. Like, it was mostly about me and my unawareness of where other people were functioning from and their agendas. And actually, like the stuff that people do that's not the funnest things to look at, you know? And then I was like, oh yeah, no, me too. And then I was like, oh, but when you actually ask for people to be fully exposed and for you to be fully exposed to you, it includes what's wonderful and phenomenal about them and the contribution that they be. And, you know, and that's the thing is that this, like you guys are saying, it's like this conversation of agendas actually opens up awareness in general, like then we can receive what is true for us about us, for other people, about other people, without a point of view. And actually, like, the receiving that we get to have from that space is amazing. Because whether you're perceiving that somebody, you know, is maybe not functioning from total contribution to you, or they really do want to contribute to you, or you, same with you, like, you may not be functioning from total contribution to the world, or maybe you are, but either way, it's like, we're not always willing to see either side of that coin, you know? And so to open up to that and to just ask and go, wow, you know, what awareness have I actually not been willing to have here that I could have that would allow me to actually create so much more if I was willing to have it about everybody, including me.
Wait, can you say that again? What was your ask?
Everybody, including me, everybody in my life, including me, to be fully exposed to me.
Wow.
Like, and then I just sort of energetically, it's like the good, the bad, the wonderful, the phenomenal, all of it.
Right. All of it. I so love that you said that, because where, you know, I even went first, and where most people may go first, it's like, oh yeah, I want to see what's really going on. What is their real agenda? Because I'm sure it's ugly and awful and bad, right?
Well, that's
like, I gotta be prepared.
Yeah, that's where it started, actually. That, you know, and then it was like, oh wait, now there's me, and then actually, there's the wonderful things.
And you know what? That's what I've heard from different authors and inspirational people out in the world, including Dr. Dane and Gary Douglas, that it really is like what we're actually not willing to see is the brilliance that we be.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, we keep looking for the bad and the ugly, thinking if I can see it and I can fix it, then I can change it and then it'll all be all better. But yet it really is actually kind of the opposite of that. Like the willingness to have the courage to acknowledge and claim the beauty and the brilliance of you is probably maybe even more challenging than seeing
the bad so-called.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, we gravitate so much to our judgment, so it's even easier.
And that actually came up at dinner today when we were like that sense of like acknowledging yourself, that when you acknowledge this, wait, that actually seems like it's like illegal somehow.
Not done. Bad person. Yeah. alarm.
alarm. Someone has acknowledged themselves. They must be egotistical.
Alert the forces.
Go grab her. She dared.
Who does she think she is?
Exactly.
Why do you think so highly of yourself? You must have a big ego. But really, like all the things that have been created to kind of minimize, like really us acknowledging the gift that we be.
Yeah, well, and that makes me think of one of the things that came up in this beautiful class that we're in today, where Dane here, one of the facilitators of the class and one of the creators of Access Consciousness, he said something along the lines of, if you don't acknowledge something, it doesn't actually exist in your world. And that was just such a, that's something that I talk about a lot in my facilitation, and I've talked about a lot on this show. You know, just how important it is to acknowledge who we be, what we're creating in the world, because so much of what we're all being and creating, it's energetic. It's not visible to the eye. It's not tangible. It's not something we can place a finger on. And yet if we ignore that world, that universe of the energy of what's being created, of what we're creating, we actually totally diminish what we're creating.
Yeah.
The awareness and the acknowledgement of the energy of what we're creating is, it's a huge part of what actually brings it to fruition in the world. And when you have agendas and you have like the judgments of what you're not willing to see, then you actually, because it's like you just put a brick wall around you, and then you actually have to block out everything, not just, you know, the stuff that you don't want to see. You have to block out everything, including that which would create a really phenomenal life and living in reality for you.
You know what I maybe it is that space, because sometimes there isn't words to actually.
Well,
put to what you're aware of or what's even possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is an amazing class. And we're at the end of, you know, day three, two more days to go. Mm-hmm. And I know that for myself, there's been such a desire to share with people what I'm actually aware of is now possible. And yet there really is those moments of like no words.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, you talked about presence, right, Kalpana? And it's like, you know, somewhere along the line about the point of view, it's like, well, if I'm in a space and it's quiet, I got to say something, right? To prove that I'm with the hidden agenda, to prove that I'm not dumb,
yeah,
that I have something to say or that I'm important enough or... But it's like now, and really just for me, it's also, there's certain people that I meet that it's easy not to say anything. Yeah. And still be there. And there's other people that I meet, you know, which is also my awareness of something. I don't know exactly what that is. But then there's other people like, I got to fill up the space with something. What is that? You know, so just it's just so fun to begin to notice and not go into the wrongness of that. But yeah, so what else is possible? And really, when you don't make yourself wrong, it really is like an adventure of like, oh, what's that? I wonder. Oh, okay. Next. You know, if you look at the kids, right, 2-year-old, even, you know, when they're running around bumping in things, they might jump on the sofa. You might be there. You might, like, you know, pull your hair by mistake, run around with the dog. But yet they, like, move from one place to the next. No point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, okay, what's next?
Yeah. So. Yeah, and that's, we're almost at our break, but let's talk more about this after. One of the big cool things that we've been coming back to this in the past 3 days in this class is actually the tool, Interesting Point of View, and how dynamic it is, really, and how it's such a key element of creation, actually. And so, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break and, we'll sip some wine and meet you guys on the other side.
All right.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools and this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here for a spontaneous, delicious, wine-filled evening conversation from our apartment in Venice with Kalpana Raghuraman and Sylvia Puentes. And we're talking about agendas. We're talking about all kinds of things, creation. And before the break, we were just about to kind of dive in a little bit to the tool, one of the 10 keys to freedom and access consciousness, one of the 10 really, well, there's just a million dynamic tools, but
one of them,
which is interesting point of view. Interesting point of view is a tool that allows you to actually have allowance in your world. Like, it creates a space of allowance for you, with you, with other people, with what you're creating, that is definitely beyond this reality. And these ladies are actually, they're here for another 10 minutes and then they both have other meetings.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them talk about this. And then you guys will get me.
Well, for me, allowance is really my favorite tool. I even have 5 days of allowance starting next week, which is really funny. We were talking about being present and the space of what you can receive. For me, interesting point of view allows you to really get out of this charge where you have to react, because there's something that occurs and it might not always be what you desire. And what do you do with that? You have a choice. And interesting point of view actually shows you that you have a choice, and usually we don't get it at that moment. And interesting point of view, I have a point of view that this is not what I desire. Interesting point of view that I want to smack this guy in his face. It's just like, it can be used for everything. And it just allows you to also pick up interesting point of view that I think this should be my agenda or whatever it is. For me, is just such a game changer in terms of choosing not to be right or wrong, but really choosing to be free.
And really for me, like, a lot of what the Access Consciousness tools do, and for me, it's been like building this awareness of how aware I am of energy. Because really, like, we're functioning, however we're functioning, it's creating an energy. And we can oftentimes use our bodies to assist us in what that's like. So for those, you know, that have experienced those days where you're like, fuck, I feel like I'm getting elephants on my shoulders. It's like, okay, well, that might be your points of views about something, your resistance to something. I mean, I've had, you know, all sorts of experience where I really have used this tool where in the moment of using it, the energy changes.
Totally.
And the gift of the Access Consciousness tools is that when the energy changes, you have like a new space to choose something totally different that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
And I have all these stories about my son. He's so funny. Anytime you meet someone, I'm sure you've heard lots of stories about me. But he's 19 and he's so amazing. And just as he's choosing and creating, and he has the tools.
Yep. That's mother.
All right. But this whole interesting point of view, I have this point of view, this tool for me has almost developed as that when I first used it, it really was where something would show up and it'd be interesting point of view. I had that point of view, interesting point of view. Like, I would repeat it, but in speed mode, right? Because I just wanted to so desperately change the energy. Now, this energy of being present with really the energy of what is actually shifting, I now use this tool where it's like, wow. And I'll just share a story, because sometimes these stories I may relate to a couple of people, but it was Thanksgiving, close to Thanksgiving. And my family was all getting together. My father, you know, both of my parents are from Mexico. So they had, my dad's all, get a mariachi. So we had a mariachi coming. So I thought, wow, it's a big fancy party, right? So I love to dress up. So I got all dressed up and went over. And my father is in his overalls, like if he had just crawled down underneath the truck. So my father does not have a point of view about how he looks, right? And so I was just like flabbergasted. Oh my God, should I tell him to go change? Like, how can he be that way? And this was not long ago. And then I noticed everybody was out in the backyard and nothing was organized. And I started to organize things and get my nephews to go get tables or chairs. And then finally I stopped and I was like, no one really cares. it is not anyone's priority or agenda to have it all organized and look a certain way. So it was just a moment where I got presence, like, wow, because there was this, you know, kind of energy where nothing was flowing and it just wasn't kind because there was so much judgment and points of views. I was like, wow, interesting point of view. Yeah. I have this point of view.
Yeah, but there you go.
Interesting point of view. I have this point of view, and I can perceive the energy changing. And it really is. If you choose to play with this tool, I invite you to pause after you say it each time, just to perceive what changes may be in your body. You might take that sigh because that's actually an indication the energy is changing. Mm-hmm. And for me, what shows up in the beauty of it, then there seems to be this softness, like your barriers are down. You're like, you know, if you don't go into judgment, there'll actually be more of you receiving you and you allowing people to choose whatever they choose.
Yeah.
So then I could ask a question, well, what would make this fun for me? What would I like to be doing? And that's like, well, you know, there's all this amazing energy work that I know. And what can I do? And here comes my aunt who had just twisted her ankle. And I'm like, would you like me to work on your ankle? And she sat there and I worked on her ankle. I was happy as can be. Everybody was happy, having a great old time. But yeah, so an amazing tool to use in any situation for you to have more space, for you to actually choose and create what you'd like. Because otherwise we're creating from resisting, reacting.
We're not creating.
Well, exactly. Or you're actually creating what's not actually what you truly would like to have.
Yeah.
Well, and what you said about that this is a tool that allows you to have choice. It's like, that's so key. Because when you're reacting to something or you're aligning and agreeing with something, you don't have choice. Like you actually, it's where we feel like we're getting hijacked by our minds and by our points of view.
Yeah.
When you identify them as just interesting, you know, it's like
discharges.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like it's just, that's what that is. Okay, cool. So what else? You know, like what else could I choose? Oh, I can do some body work.
I can have fun here.
Right. I can actually enjoy myself. I could actually have awareness and ask a question. I mean, that's another one of the 10 keys is questions, you know, asking questions. Being the question. It's such a generative space that opens up new possibilities, new awareness. But if you're attached to your point of view, if you're committed to your point of view, whatever it might be, even if you think it's so right or so correct or so spot on or whatever.
Absolutely. Those are the toughest ones.
Those are the ones that you want to really go for it.
Totally. And I also really like what I get with the agendas and actually allowing yourself to be present. This is also with the interesting point of view. You don't have to function from barriers anymore. You can really relax. And, you know, I loved what you said about pushing to change something. Mm-hmm. Like when we don't want, you're just like, I don't care. Just get put. It has to change. Push, do something. Just like, okay, it's just a point of view. But that is not interesting point of view because you're resisting.
You have an agenda.
You have a huge agenda and you're resisting like crazy. And actually just allowing yourself to breathe and bring your barriers down and just be like, okay, wow, this is interesting. And what can I change here? And interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Yeah. It's such a different energy because you're really allowing it to be what it is. And you're allowing, if you're judging, okay, cool, I'm judging.
Interesting point of view.
Yeah, that I shouldn't be judging. Yeah. And it's like everything suddenly becomes okay and there is no plus or minus. There's not this polarity. There's not this charge.
Which I get that it's that, you know, can be one of the most challenging things as you're choosing more to be more conscious. Like really the fact that getting to that space of if you're not living from polarity, then what?
Yeah, as if there's no choice.
Right. And then what if that actually begins to truly have the space of you creating your life, your living, what you would like to have?
Okay. I have to say goodbye to you guys. Yes. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Sylvia. Okay. Thank you, beautiful people. I have some other calls, so I have to go.
These creator ladies.
We're going to go.
Let's wait for a little bit. Off.
Exactly. Thanks
Thank you
for
guys
having
for
us.
Here. And I'll stay on with everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the conversation.
Exactly. Beautiful conversation.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Wow. Where to now? So this space, this has been, I think I said this already, but this is just, it's been a huge conversation that we've been having in this Art of Creation. What is the Art of Creation class this week? And really looking at, you know, what is it that allows us to truly create? And creation is such an, this whole radio show is about creation, and it's an interesting topic because so many of us think that we are actually creating, when we have agendas and when we, you know, are like, I have to have this and I want to have this and my life needs to look like this and this and this and this. We think that we sort of use our points of view to drive what we think creation is. And if, which is an agenda, it's creating from agenda. It's creating from my life needs to look like this. I need to create this amount of money. I need to create this amount of whatever. I need to have this person in my life or this reality or this relationship or whatever you've decided it might be. But there's a whole universe of possibilities out there. And we've already touched on this, but let's dive a little deeper. It's like there's a whole universe of possibilities out there that we cannot have access to. It's like, I'm so grateful that we had that interesting point of view conversation, because it really, any agenda that you have is just an interesting point of view. Anything that you think needs to be your life is an interesting point of view. Anything that you think you need to create is just an interesting point of view. And when we acknowledge that, when we go, yeah, okay, that's an interesting point of view, we begin to function from more curiosity, a greater space and sense of wonder as to, huh, okay, so, you know, if I didn't have a point of view, if I didn't have an agenda, what might actually be available to me with creation? What might I actually be able to even perceive as a possibility with creation that I've never been willing to perceive before, that I've never allowed the space in my own world to perceive before, because I had so many points of view about what my life should look like, needs to look like, must look like. And once you let go of all of that, there's this space of possibility that is so dynamic and where we actually really get to receive the contribution that the universe can be to us. This is an infinite universe, and we are infinite beings. And if we live as and function as infinite beings, there is a space of total possibility that's available. And it is, there's such a, there's just things, there's so much that we don't know. There's so much that we don't know about what's possible. To me, that's actually one of the most exciting aspects of being alive, is everything that I don't know. Everything that I don't know is way, way more thrilling to me and exciting to me than everything that I think that I already know. So when I look at like what I've created with my life, it's like a lot of you guys have heard me tell the story of getting divorced. It was almost 10 years ago now. My children were very small. They were 1 and 3. And I just had this sense. I hadn't actually discovered access consciousness at the time. And I had this sense in my world of, you know, wow, there's something really different that's possible here. And it was really specifically with relationships. I mean, it was with my whole life, but I started to look at what I didn't have in my marriage and what I could have as a relationship reality. Not even as like a specific relationship, but it was like, oh, there's a reality that I could have and create that I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know it includes all these different elements that I don't have currently. And what would it be like if I just chose it? And I did. I took a huge jump off of a cliff with very small children, and was like, all right, like I trust me and I trust the universe and I trust that I will create. I don't know much more than that, but here we go. And I definitely disrupted the worlds of a lot of people in my life. And I had to be willing to be disruptive to the worlds of other people, and to what they had decided was a well manicured, well protected reality, and go, yeah, you know what? There's really nothing to me that's worth not having all of me, not being all of me, not having everything that I know I can have as my life. There's nothing that's worth not having that. And I just jumped, and it's been this, I jumped into a space of creation and curiosity and wonder that I've not been part of before. Like that I've not actually, I hadn't experienced before. And it's shown me, I mean, the journey of creation that I've been on since then has been really phenomenal and such a gift to me. And one of the things that I know is that every single time I let go of what I think must be, what I think should be, what I think has to be, the universe shows me something so much greater, so much greater. And it's become, in a way, like I've had to jump off a lot of cliffs and find that the universe catches me. And in a way, it's become my functional point of view, really, that every single time I change something dynamically, choose something dynamically, jump off a cliff, you know, let go of somebody or something in my life becomes greater. If I'm following the energy, like if I'm looking at it and asking questions and going, huh, okay, you know, what am I actually asking for here that doesn't even have a definition? But if I were willing to, willing to truly just choose it, would create so much more. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for just that space of knowing that there's a lot that I know and there's a lot that I don't know. And both of those realms are beautiful to play in, you know, and to create in. And what else is possible? Another key main, you know, sort of tool that you learn in the very, very beginning of any Access Consciousness class that you take. What else is possible as a primary space that you can function from? It's a continual invitation for you to truly go beyond your agendas and into a space of creation that is so dynamic. So I could just keep going on forever. We are at our next break, and we will be back in a few moments for more.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for coming and playing with me tonight and with us, Kalpana Raghuraman and Sylvia Puentes were on live with me for half the show. I know some of you guys popped in from my Facebook post, so that's awesome. I'm so happy. I just looked at that and it was so fun to see that you guys were here to play. And we're talking about just all kinds of stuff, creating beyond agendas and more. And really, when you have an awareness of the agendas that are running your world, as we have been saying in the show so far, you have choice. You have choice. And choice, I gotta say, choice is one of your greatest capacities and greatest gifts. It is one of the greatest gifts for creation. Choice is the thing that allows us to create that which we have no fucking idea how we would create, among other things. Choice is the thing that allows us to create really what we think is what we might otherwise think is impossible, or, you know, just it's what's true for so many of us. And we have it so turned around that, you know, if there's something that you would like to create, then you have to figure out how you're going to do it. And you have to, you know, like, get your ducks in a row and then, you know, set to work, you know, playing out your agendas and your plans and your points of view. And then, you know, it'll show up because you've uncovered the linearity of what's required to create it. And it's not, that's not how it works. You know, I mean, that reality might work in a somewhat limited way, but choice is the thing that allows us to jump off cliffs into a space of creation totally beyond something that we've ever been before. And, you know, like when I talked before the break about my divorce and how it just was one of these pivotal moments in my life where I just went, wow, okay, I'm aware of energies here. I'm aware of a reality and a space and a contribution that I've never perceived before. I've never been willing to receive before. I actually would really like to check this out. And I just knew, not from a conclusion or from an agenda or from a sense of, you know, deciding what was true, but when I looked at the energy of my life and I looked at the energy of what I had, you know, at the time in my marriage and what I could create, like basically the question, one of the really cool questions that you can ask, which is, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? And if I don't choose it, what will my life be like in 5 years? And the cool thing about that question is that it gives you a sense of the energy. 5 years is sort of a tricky amount of time to really, like, you could look a year from now and probably have a sense of what, like, you could, it's a short enough period of time where you could actually project onto your future what it's going to be.
But 5 years is just a little on the other side of where we can't really project a solid future anymore. And it's such a cool thing to ask. Like, if I choose this, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I don't, what will my life be like in 5 years? And really get the energy of it. And I didn't have access consciousness at the time. I didn't have these tools. I mean, I did. I was using them without knowing I was using them. But it was a sense of, okay, you know, I know that if I end my marriage, however crazy that may seem to everybody else in my world, and you know, whatever that may create in my children's world and in my husband at the time and his world and all of it, was like, my life is going to expand dynamically, explode dynamically, exponentially, and become greater. And what's amazing about that is it wasn't about, you know, and my ex-husband's life is going to crumble. You know, when we choose things that make our lives greater, we contribute to a greatness in the world that is not something that can be, it's not really definable, but it's like, even, you know, even if there's other people involved in your choices, you still actually contribute to their worlds becoming greater. Because if your life is actually not phenomenal right now, like if you're not totally in love with your life, and even if you are and you see that there's more that you could have and be and, you know, like beauty that you could have in your world, which is usually, I mean, the people that are still listening to this radio show, you probably have that point of view in your world somewhere. It's like if there's more that you would like to have, then the willingness to let go, to change, to jump, all those things that are really a space that goes beyond the agendas of what you've decided your life has to be. It's this incredibly, it puts you in the arms of the universe in a way. Like it puts you in this space of really, in a way, I mean, what I saw for me with this, and I use this story of my divorce, it's more of just a great example of a, you know, sort of this reality, like something that I chose in this reality that people can relate to, that changed my whole life. And yet I'm not like, that's not, it's not, that was, you know, almost 10 years ago. Like, I've continued to choose crazy shit in my world ever since then. And really to choose things that other people would think are insane. And doing that right now in my life, going, yeah, you know, there's massive leaps that I'm taking right now in every area of my life, and how I create my business and what I'm doing with money and what I'm doing with relationships. And there's massive leaps that I'm taking in my life right now, where if I had an agenda, I would kill possibilities. If I had a desired outcome, that's specific, I would kill what I could create, what I could choose. If I had a, you know, a sense of like, it has to be this way, it has to be that way, like I get in the way of the way that the universe can contribute to me. If I have a space of like, wow, there's something so much greater that I could have as my life, and I'm going to ask the universe, I'm going to have a space of communion with the universe about it. I'm going to have a space of the willingness to receive. This is a huge part. Like on the graphic for this radio show, we asked the question, you know, what are you willing to receive? When you have agendas, you're only willing to receive what matches your agendas. When you have interesting point of view, when you have allowance, you're willing to receive whatever the fuck shows up. And guess what? Guess what you can do with whatever the fuck shows up? You can create with it. If you have a point of view that you can't create with something, that it's not a contribution to you, that it can never be a contribution to you, you can't create with it. You can't receive from it. And there are so many ways that new possibilities show up in our world that don't match what we've decided that we've been asking for. they don't match at all. Like, they don't match what we've decided we'd like to have. And because they don't match, we ignore them. And guess what? When you do that, you are ignoring gifts from the universe. You are ignoring the universe showing you what's available and possible for you that you have never considered. You are blowing that off, basically, and rejecting it in favor of your point of view, in favor of your agenda. There's a world of creation and possibility that's available to you that if you were willing to take a free fall, you know, with allowance and the willingness to jump and the willingness to choose, would create just volumes more in your life. And it's a really different space. It's a really different space. It's a space that doesn't make any sense in this reality. It's where people will tell you that you're crazy. I mean, my marriage, like, that was a pretty good situation. You know, it wasn't epic and it wasn't horrible. You know, it wasn't like I was being abused or, you know, at all. It was just a mediocre marriage. But in this reality, it was kind of good, you know, and yet it wasn't what I knew I could create and have. And so what would it be like to just to actually be willing to take the free fall into choices that you've never been willing to make before, spaces of demand for your life and asking for things in your life that you've never been able to ask for before, you've never been willing to ask for before, and to really let the universe swoop in and collect you and show you the energies that are available to you for creation and show you what's possible beyond the limitations of what you've decided is possible. But for the universe to go, hey, you're willing to put down your agenda. You're willing to let go of your points of view. Hey, check it out. You know, over here is this world of creative possibilities, of generative spaces of being, of people contributing to you, of a beautiful life, living in reality that's ever expanding, that if you would choose it, would actually change your whole world and change the whole world. What if you being willing to have these conversations with you beyond agenda, beyond all of that stuff, beyond point of view, is actually one of the greatest gifts that you can be to the world, because then you start to function from there and you start to actually create from there and you start to go, okay, you know, there's something way greater here and I'm gonna freaking jump. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna choose it. People get inspired by that. And we don't do it because, I mean, you know, when you do it to inspire people, it doesn't usually work. But it's not about like the agenda of inspiring people. It's just going, yeah, no, this is actually a choice for me. And, you know, and I if it inspires people, great. If it doesn't, it's still not relevant to me. I'm choosing what I'd like to choose for my life, period. So there you have it. we just have less than a minute left. I do want to invite you guys. I'm doing another set of my energy polls that I love so much. They're so fun and dynamic. And I'm actually doing it on relationships. We've touched on relationships in this call tonight. Sex and relationship actually is the topic, and really creating a completely different world with relationships, not just romantic relationships, but relationships in general, and sex and sexualness in your body. I can't wait for these polls to start. It's going to be freaking amazing. They start February 5th, so very soon, less than a week from now. HeatherNichols.com/sex and relationship, all written out, is the link if you'd like to come and play with us. It's going to be a lot of this and beyond and more and more and more. And I wonder what else. Really getting into that space of what's true for you, what's joyful for you, what's fun for you, what's possible beyond everything that you've considered before with sex, with relationships, with creation. And come and join us. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been an awesome show, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.